So again, what we will be doing is looking at some of the concepts and ideas of how the calendar works. We will also, as time permits, look through some of the other different calendars, such as the new moon calendar, and see why those aren't real biblical options. And by looking at the scriptures, we can compare some of the data, some of the information they've provided based on the observing the moon on their dates, where the dates fall on which days, and we will see why that's not at all scriptural, because they don't, the Bible gives us dates and when they fall, and you will see that they don't fall on those dates. But I want to make sure that I focus on the light, more on what is than what is not. So that part, as far as the moon, new moon, and all of that is concerned, we will do that towards the end of the presentation today, as time allows. Okay. So, with that said, last Sabbath, I think I might have said I've ended with saying, the 10th, the feast. I'm sorry, the fasts of the first, fourth, seventh and 10th months are on the 10th day of the week. And obviously that was a misstatement. I meant to say on the 10th day of the month. So I just want to make sure I corrected that. So today we will look at one more month. That's the 12th month. And then we will go into looking at how the calendar works, some ideas of how it works. And also, just so I don't forget, I might forget to say, because this gets involved, is probably next Sabbath, or if not next Sabbath, the following Sabbath, I believe Brother Richard will be continuing with the calendar presentation, where he will, I hope he'll be ready to explain how he keeps the calendars. It's the same calendar, but what is his approach and why he does it that way? And then maybe the following Sabbath, I believe Brother Willard, I'm not sure if he'll be ready, but he may want to, if he wants to, if he's willing, he can present his idea of the calendar as well. All right. Okay, so what I want you us all to do is to go to the calendar that I sent you, the PDF. Okay. It's during these, it's very important that we have it in front of us so that we can follow along what's being said. Okay. So what did we do last week? Last Sabbath, we looked at the month of Av, which is the fifth month, and we saw that in the book of Jeremiah that the temple was the temple of Solomon was burned down by the 10th of the month. So when we look at our calendar, we look at the calendar and see, hey, this calendar shows that the 10th of the fifth month was the first day of the week, right? So what can we do with that? So historically speaking, we looked at some records, and I also sent you a link over the weekend. I sent you something so you could look at that yourself. It's just all over Jewish historical records that the 10th of Av was a first day of the week, was indeed a first day of the week. And the 9th of Av, which is when the temple began to burn, it began burning on the 9th of Av, and it which was a Sabbath, because they usually attacked the Jews on Sabbath. I wonder why. Because it wasn't, they normally are resting, right? So that's why a lot of these attacks were done during the Sabbath. So they burnt the temple on the 9th of Av, which was a Sabbath, and it burned down completely on the 10th of the month of Av. Again, the month of Av is the fifth month or month five. And as you could see in the calendar, it lines up with the historical records that the 10th of the month would have been a first day of the week, as we show here in the calendar, and that the 9th of the month was indeed a Sabbath. So what that shows is that our day and our date, that is the date of the month and the day of the week, the way we have it set up, that certain days of the month fall in specific days, is accurate thus far. So let's look at quickly at the 12th month. If you scroll down, you look at the 12th month. What about the 12th month? Well, the 12th month is what's called the month of Adar. In the month of Adar, that's also when, if you're familiar with Purim, there's a celebration of Purim, or it's also called the Feast of Hadassah or the Feast of Esther, which is celebrated on the 14th and 15th. Why? Because Haman, the wicked Haman, Haman had this plot and tricked the king of Persia. He was the king of Persia, right? I believe so. And he had them had it to basically kill all the Jews out of Babylon. But through Esther, Hadassah, she spoke to the king and cutting through the story, because you know the story of Esther well, that he gave order for the Jews to defend themselves. Okay? Now, according to us, what we see here on the 12th month, when we look at the calendar, it shows that the 14th was a Sabbath, and that the 15th was a first day of the week. Historically speaking, is the same thing that happened. They wanted to attack the Jews. Why? On the Sabbath, because it was the time they were resting, right? It was the time they were most vulnerable. And look at the 12th month. Look at our 12th month. When does the 14th fall? Indeed, the 14th is on a Sabbath day. And the 15th is on a first day of the week. I just wanted to go through that real quick. And I'm trusting that if we find more historical information or even biblical information, we're going to see that it lines up with this pretty well. You know, in the testimony of two or three, a matter shall stand. And I think I've shown enough evidence that this setup of the relationship between the dates and days are correct. It's not erroneous. And it really can't, especially the first month. The first month is really a given. It's a given because we're told in the first month that Elohim placed the luminaries in the expanse on the fourth day. They were not there before that time. He put them in the expanse over the earth, the Shamayim over the earth, on the fourth day. And that's when the seasons and the signs and the years began. Did not begin before that. So that's telling us that the year started. The very first year of creation didn't start on the first day of the week, but started on the fourth day of the week. It was the first day of the month, but the first day of the month started on the fourth day of the week. Okay? And so we have this dynamic of days and dates, as said here, which matches what the scriptures show and also matches what we know so far of the historical records. It definitely matches abundantly what's in the Dead Sea Scrolls. It matches what's in the Dead Sea Scrolls, okay? So, you know, that's a lot of testimony, historically, archives, and especially the Bible, too. So that's why we are looking, because we're in February. Before you know it, spring will be here. Before you knew it, the biblical new year will be here. So we have to be ready. So this is why we're doing this. And now, I've looking at this for a while. We're going to consider how this works.
I'm going to share with you now how we've been, how the congregation of Elohim have been keeping this calendar, what method we use and why. And why. And it's not to say it's correct. I'm not saying that, but it is the one that we have been using, and we are praying, and we are very welcome to recognizing whatever is the true way of using this calendar, so we could all be on the same page. But I'm just saying this is how we've been doing it, not saying that's how we have to do it. Just want to make sure that's clear. So if you have the calendar in front of you, hopefully you're able to have most of it in front of you, so you could look at it. We said that we understand that the year started in spring, in the spring, right? And that when Elohim put those luminaries in the heavens, everything were in their perfect state, their fullest state, was in their perfect positions. And what is more perfect than when something is right in the middle of something, right? So this is a simple understanding, and is known by even the Jews who observe the year in start their new year in the fall. They know that biblically speaking, it started in Aviv, in the spring, and on the day after the spring equinox. So the premise of how we start the calendar is the day after the spring equinox. Okay? So if we're looking at this calendar, so day three on month one, on the first month, day three of the week, where it says days of the week on top, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. On the third day, that is the day before, where it says one, that would have been the spring equinox, and technically the end of the prior year. Okay, so the year would have the 364 days would have ended right there. And then on the first day, and on day one, which would have fallen on the fourth day of the week, would begin the year. And technically going all the way to the 12th month, you see the 31st day is always on the third of the week. So make sure you scroll down. Don't try to follow me without, don't try to listen to this without looking. It's not going to be very beneficial. It's going to go over your head. You're going to have a lot of doubts about things. So it's very important that you have the calendar in front of me that I sent you. I've been sending it in the emails. I sent it last night as well. Because it's very important that you follow along. Not to believe necessarily, but to understand. That's my goal. I hope you will believe, but I want you to at least be able to understand this, so we could all make an informed decision. So if you look at the 12th month, the 31st day of the 12th month is on the third day of the week. It says 31. And remember, each season, like you look at spring. Spring is 3 months, right? All of our seasons are 3 months. Even in the secular world, Gregorian world, we know it's accepted that all the seasons are 3 months long. So, but on the at the third of every at the third month in every season, there we add an extra day, and it's listed as 31. In some calendars, other people might just put a one there, but to avoid confusion, we just add 31. And so there's an extra day, and that extra day is in recognition of the Tekufa or the season. So the seasons being Aviv spring, summer Kayitz, autumn Stav, and winter Koref. Okay, so going back to month one. So the 31st day would have been on the third day, and the new year would have started the day after the equinox, or the we could yeah or the equinox. Now, if this worked perfectly every day, the calendar there would be no issues. But we at times have to hold the new year. What we've been doing is start the new year the week after the equinox and not the day after the equinox. Why do we do that? Because sometimes the equinox would fall on a Wednesday, according to the Gregorian calendar, or Tuesday, Thursday. It could fall on every day of the week, but in sequence, in a cycle. So 1 year, let's, according to the Gregorian calendar, I'm not saying it's correct because some say it's not correct. I'm not in the position, I don't personally know that. You know, the scripture says I need to prove all things. So I'm not saying those who say that the Gregorian calendar is wrong, I'm not saying they're wrong, but I'm saying I personally haven't been able to prove that. And until I could prove that, I can't speak about it. But I can just say that according to the Gregorian calendar, on 1 year, the equinox might be on a Sunday, the next year on a Tuesday, the next on a third. And so it goes through a 7 year cycle where it just goes round and round and round, like it revolves in cycles. So what that means, there are times the equinox will not be on a Tuesday. It'll be on a Wednesday. What do we do then? Because we can't start the year on the same day it ended. It's just like you don't start the Sabbath, you don't start the first day of the week on the seventh day. When, like, today is the seventh day of the week, the next day starts the new set of weeks, right? So likewise, if the equinox should fall on a Wednesday, that becomes problematic for the calendar. Not really problematic, but we would need to shift the calendar instead of starting the calendar on the same week the equinox fell, since it fell on a Wednesday instead of a Tuesday, we would start the year on the following Wednesday. So like on here, you see the second week, the Wednesday or the fourth day of the second week is the eighth. So if the equinox, whenever the equinox doesn't fall, falls on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, we would start the year the week after. So we would start it on the 8th instead of the 1st in this case. I'm hopefully that's making sense to you. So if the equinox were to fall on a Sunday, we would keep it on the first week of the equinox. If it fell on a Monday up till Tuesday, we don't shift at all. But if it falls on a Wednesday through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, we would start the year the week after, so the 8th in this case. Okay, so that's how we do it. And when I say we, there are a lot of people that do it that way also. A lot of people. We're not the only group. And that's, I don't want you to think it's an isolated idea. No, there are many people who are following this calendar who do it the same way. But so that's how we do it. But there are others that don't do it that way. For instance, Brother Richard, and when it's his time to speak with it to continue the presentation, he could speak more about it. But I want you to know the way Brother Richard does it. Brother Richard doesn't shift at all, because Brother Richard sticks to following just as it is. So it doesn't matter what the Gregorian calendar says. It doesn't matter that if they say the equinox started on a Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or Saturday. It doesn't matter. He will stick through. As soon as the year ends, he's going to start the year on that fourth day of the week. So the calendar is going to look the same. It looks the same, but it's that Brother Richard doesn't shift at all. Okay, so that's how he does it. So he follows it straight through. So there's no shifting. There are, let's see what else. There's another group, which is very, another way of doing it where, the calendar doesn't shift, and it doesn't shift because those who subscribe to that way of keeping the calendar disregard the Gregorian calendar altogether.
on the simple premise, there's lots of reasons for it, but the simple basics is that the Gregorian calendar is something that was made some hundred, a few hundred years ago. I don't know how long it was, how long ago it really was, but some hundred years ago. It did not exist at the time of Genesis. It did not exist at the time of Moses. It did not exist at the time of Messiah. So they don't regard the Gregorian system at all. So they follow this calendar strictly based on using the luminaries, which I say, you know, is always in the back of my mind. If you ask me if I was going to do an intellectual choice, I would probably say that's the closest one to following the luminaries. If the equinoxes, if the do shift, as the Gregorian calendar says, because they only shift on the Gregorian calendar, they really don't shift in nature. So they just follow this in a very natural way. So wherever the spring equinox falls, let's say on our calendar, like last year, the spring equinox, I believe, was on a Wednesday or Thursday, right? If I remember, in 2020, that's when it started. So they would actually start their year the day after the spring equinox. And they would also start a brand new set of weeks. So the Sabbaths would actually shift. So the people who do it that way, their weeks don't match the Gregorian week. Okay? And we could consider these more as we go along, but I just wanted to introduce to you those concepts again. That there are different ways in which it starts. And that's the main part. That's the biggest part of the study. That's the biggest struggle in all of this, is understanding which way is correct. Which way is correct? Is it the way groups like us do it? Like when I say us, the congregation of the way Felix and I have been doing it for the past few years? Or is it the way Brother Richard does it? Or is it the way those who follow the calendar strictly on a natural level? They totally disregard the Gregorian calendar or any man-made systems and just follow the heavens. When they do that, they have a calendar that has the same day and date arrangements, but the year can start. If we look at the Gregorian calendar, their year may start on any day of the week in sequence from 1 to 7. In sequence from 1 through 7, it'll start from any day of the week. But the calendar will work the same way. So their fourth day would be a different fourth day. So for instance, last year, as I said, the equinox fell on a Wednesday. I'm sorry, on a Thursday. So they started the new year on a Friday, which would have been on a Friday. And that Friday, what's the sixth day for us? Guess what day it would be for them? That would be the fourth day of the week for them. So the Sabbath would be 3 days later. So the Sabbath would have been, Thursday. Yeah, the Sabbath would have been for them, I think, Monday or Tuesday. Okay, it would have fallen in the Gregorian calendar. But astronomically speaking, there's no shift because they're following exactly what is shown in the heavens, basically. So there's no shift. That's their what they understand. All right, so I'll stop here and I'll take some questions on that one, on what I've said so far, before I go into looking at the concepts of the new moon calendars. Do I have any questions so far? Please ask me now. So now, so what we're going to do now is just consider the new moon concepts of, you know, the scriptures, and just see why I'm not going to spend too much time on that, but we're going to see why, biblically speaking, because we have dates given to us that don't match. So, but to do that, we have to know what they believe. So I'm going to bring that up a little bit. Let me just, here we go. Okay, so I will say a little bit as to what the calendars, why the new moon calendars are problematic and don't match what the scriptures say. The first thing that stands out is having a 13th month. In the scriptures, and you could look that up yourself. I'm not going to go through all of those. We're told that you will only read of a 12th month. You never hear, whenever, that's the highest number you read about in scripture is a 12th month, never a 13th month. Never. You'll hear a 12th month. And you'll see every symbolic illusion to the month is always in 12. Like one, like I always, that one always comes to mind. And it settles it for me in the book of Revelation, right? I'm going to turn there briefly. The book of Revelation talks about the trees of life. That's just one witness. There are others. I just want to give you the ideas, the premises. I'm not going to, because the Bible is, the truth is one thing. This is something that Elohim showed me, taught me, made clear to me last year. Truth is one. Truth cannot be divided in any of its forms, whether in concept or whether in text. It's always one thing. It can never be divided. So let's see where it talks about the trees. All right, there it is. New Jerusalem, River of Life. Yes, it's in Revelation chapter 22. It says, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of Elohim and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit." How many kinds does it have? 12 kinds. "Yielding its fruit each month." So it has 12 kinds of fruit, and it yields its fruit each month. 12 each month. So that's why it has 12 kinds. So each month it yields one fruit, the next month another type, all the way down to its 12th kind. So that's testimony right there that there's only 12 months. There's never a 13th month. And others struggle and try to piece scriptures together to show, I think in Ezekiel, it's like patchwork, trying to convey the idea that there was a 13th month when it's not there. It's just forced. It's not natural information. It's like really putting information together that's not rightfully placed. But so that's the number one thing, that the calendars that are lunisolar or lunar solar, that means moon and sun, require a 13th month. And also the what you call it, the moon only lunar only calendars require that every month starts a whole new set of weeks. So the moon controls the days, the weeks, and the Sabbaths. So this today, so if I was observing a moon-based only calendar, like today might be the Sabbath, right? But next month, the Sabbath would fall on another day. So every month,
the Sabbath is on a different day. That's how that's another question mark right there. But all that might be well said and done. But when we look at the book of Samuel, we have an account that can show, that shows us that that's incorrect. That's 1 Samuel chapter 20 and 21. We will not read the whole thing, but we will read some of it. 1 Samuel chapter 20 and 21, 22. And you will see why. But first, let's get a more understanding as to what the new moon calendars believe. One of the things that they believe is that the Sabbath must always fall on the seventh day of the week, the 14th day of the week, the 21st day of the 21st and 28th day of the week. One group believes that. Another group believes that the Sabbath must always be on the 8th day, 15th day, and 22nd day, I'm sorry, 22nd day and 29th day of the month. I'll repeat for you. One group of moon-only calendar keepers believe the Sabbath must every month, every single month, the Sabbath will always be on the seventh day of the month, the 14th day of the month, the 21st day of the month, and the 28th day of the month. Or they might believe the Sabbath must fall a day later of each. So on the 8th day of the month, the 15th day of the month, the 22nd day of the month, and the 29th day of the month. That's what they believe. And if you look at their calendars, you will see the Sabbath will be on either of these sets of monthly dates. So every month, that's what they believe. But let's see if this agrees with Scripture. In 1 Samuel chapter 20 through 22, we find that the Sabbath fell on another day of the month, which looks like it was the fourth day of the month. And when you look at their numbers, 7, 14, 21, 28, or 8, 15, 22, 29, the fourth day of the month, the fourth day would not make sense. Let's take a look. It does not match what the scriptures say. So this is the situation where David was fleeing for his life. Saul was trying to kill him. And so he meets Jonathan and Jonathan talk about things, about this whole situation. David is fearing for his life. And then Jonathan and David make a covenant of peace between themselves to keep each other safe, to keep each other safe. They make a covenant with that, right? So in verse 4 of chapter 20, it says, "Then Jonathan said to David, 'Whatever you say, I will do for you.' David said to Jonathan, 'Behold, tomorrow is the new month.'" Again, some translation says new moon. It doesn't say new moon. It says new month, Rosh Chodesh. That's new month or new heads. And I should not fail. I'm hearing a lot of static again. Someone has, I'm getting a lot of feedback. I apologize. Okay. So, again, verse 4 of chapter 20. I'm sorry, verse 5. David said to Jonathan, "Behold, tomorrow is the new month, and I should not fail to sit at table with the king. But let me go that I may hide myself in the field the third day at evening. Right? If your father misses me at all, then say, David earnestly asks leave of me to run to Bethlehem, his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the clan. Okay, so you know this story. So they're sounding out, coming to an agreement how they're going to figure out if Saul intends to kill David. If Saul intends to kill David will leave. If they find out Saul does not intend to kill David by his behavior, as they describe among themselves, then David will stay, will come back. Okay, so in 2 days, he says, actually, tomorrow is the new month, he says. So let's see what happened when the new month comes. So verse 18 of chapter 20. Then Jonathan said to him, that's again, tomorrow is the new month, and you will be missed because your seat will be empty. On the third day, go down quickly to the place where you hid yourself when the matter was in hand. So what they're going to, so tomorrow, the next day, will be the new moon. So 3 days later, 2 days later, he is to go down to the place where he is to hide himself, right? And you know everything about shooting the arrows. That's not our concern. So we know we're just trying to catch the time. So there is it's a month. It's the is about to start, and we're having to follow the scheduling of time. Okay, so we know. So I just want to skip down. Okay, so David hid himself. Hold on a second. Yeah, verse 24. So David hid himself in the field. And when the new month came, the king sat down to eat food. The king sat on his seat as other times on the seat by the wall. Jonathan sat opposite and Abner sat by Paul's side. But David's place was empty. Verse 26. Yet Saul did not say anything that day, for he thought, quote, something has happened to him. He is maybe not clean. Surely he is not clean. Verse 27. But on the second day, the day after the new month, so this is that would be the second day of the new month, David's place was empty. And Saul said to Jonathan, his son, why has not the son of Jesse, Yishai, come to the meal? Either yesterday or today. So that's the second day of the month. Bear with me. There's information. I want you to follow along. So this is the second day of the month now. Okay? So Saul is angry, and he wants to put David to death, and he almost wants to kill his own son, Jonathan. So in the morning, that's verse 35, in the morning, Jonathan went out into the field to the appointment. Now it's the third day of the month, just like he said, right? Second day has passed, not the third day. Now he's sending David the signal. So David sees the signal. David knows that Saul intends to kill him. Now remember, it's the third day of the month now. It's the third day of the month. So verse 42 says, then Jonathan said to David, go in peace, because we have sworn both of us in the name of the Eternal, saying, the Eternal shall be between me and you, and between my offspring and your offspring forever. And he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city. So on the third day of the month, we don't know what month it is, but on the third day of whatever month it was, David left. Chapter 21 tells us, then David came to Nob. He came to Nob, to Abimelech the priest. And this is what's important information, more important. And Abimelech came to meet David trembling and said, why are you alone and no one with you? And David said to Amalek the priest, the king has charged me that a matter with a matter and said to me, let no one know anything of the matter about which I send you and with which I have charged you. I have made an appointment with the young men for such and such a place. Now, what day was this? Verse 3 will tell us. Now then, what do you have on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread and whatever is here. And the priest answered, said, I have no common bread on hand, but here is holy bread. If the young men have kept themselves from women and David answered the priest, truly, women have been kept from us as always when I go on expedition. Okay, so let's skip down. How much more today will their vessels be holy? What is about today? What is about today? So the priest, he says, how much more today will their vessels be holy? Verse 6. So the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread there, but the bread of presence, which is removed before the eternal to be replaced by hot bread on the day it is taken away. Does that tell us what day that is? Yes, it does. That is the Sabbath day, brethren. So David reached Nob on the 7th day of the week. It's the Sabbath. How do we know that? Because that's the day the bread had to be made and changed. So every Sabbath, the priest would have to take the old shoe bread away and make a new batch of shoe bread. Got it? And so he gave David of that priestly bread. That's the old bread he's giving David. The shoe bread. So it was the Sabbath day. So let's look at, if you look at the calendar that I gave you, I have one of the months looks just like the lunar months. And I'll explain to you what the difference is. And then we'll stop. Let's look at the calendar and I'll tell you which month to look at. And it will show you that the luminary calendars don't match, and why. So let's look at. So let's see which month. The 9th month. You could look at the third. Let's look at the 3rd month because they're all alike. The 3rd month is what every month of the lunar calendars look like, because they believe the month started on the first day of the week. They don't believe the first day of the month began on a Wednesday at the start of the year. So every single month is always looks the same. The first month all the way down to the 12th month always looks just like you see there on the 12th month on the 3rd, 6th, 9th, and 12th months. Their months always look like this. So We were told that on the new moon, on the new month, David and Jonathan had a conversation. For his own safety. So he did not attend the celebration with King Saul. He was missed, but Saul said nothing. But on the second day of the month, let's keep looking at the third month. Look at the third month. Look at the days. So according to the lunar calendar, the second day must have been on the second day of the week. And the third day must have been on the third day of the week when they had the conversation, when Saul left. Now, Saul went to Nod. And when Saul reached Nod, it was the 7th day. How do we know it was the 7th day? Because the bread of presence was given to him to eat. Even as the text says, the bread of presence, which is removed before the eternal to be replaced by hot bread on the day it is taken away. Okay? So when you look at the law concerning the bread of presence, or sometimes called the shoe bread, you will find it was placed and replaced every Sabbath day. Okay? So that's how we know that's the Sabbath day. Why would it take David, how many days? 3 days 4 days, so to say, to get on the to reach the Sabbath day. So it would have taken him like 3 days. Nob isn't that far. Okay, so if you do a little research on the distance of Nob, it's a short journey. It would have not taken him, especially that he's trying to escape, right? So he's not walking slowly. He's trying to escape. So he would have reached Nob before the seventh day. Then David came to Abimelech, the priest, it says in verse 1, and they were hungry. So it wouldn't have taken him that long. And that's an evidence. It's kind of difficult, but you to place in mind. But you can see from here that it would not have taken David 4 days or 3 or 4 days to reach Nob, because Nob wasn't that far away. So that's one way we can conclude that the lunar months don't really work, because when we look at the time, and we see that it's during the Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh are on the 1st, 4th, and 7th months, and 7th and 10th months, not on any other month. So the Sabbath would have never fallen on the day which they would say. What dates did I say they believe? Some believe it would be on the 7th, 14th, 21, or 18th, or the 28th, or the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th day of the month. That's what some believe. But the Chodesh are on at the start of the months, which is the first month, the 4th month, the 7th month, and the 10th month. And these months do not allow for the Sabbath, for David to travel more than 3 days to reach to Nob. It would not have taken him that long. If the month looked like the third month, he would have probably reached there by the 5th day of the week. If the lunar months are correct, he would have reached there by the 5th day, 6th day of the week, the latest, if he was just traveling slowly. But he was running for his life, so we know he was traveling quickly. So it makes more sense to look at month one or month four, month seven, that arrangement. We can see that if the new month started on the 4th day of the week, then on the 3rd day of the month he left, you can see why by Sabbath on the 4th day of the week, which would which would have landed on the 7th day, you can see that makes more sense, that within a day's journey, he would have reached Nob on the Sabbath day. So that's another reasoning, looking at scripture, you can see it's not likely that the lunar month cycle of every month looking exactly starting on the first day of the week of the year, for all 12 months and sometimes 13th months would not make sense. It makes more sense that the new month started in the middle of the week, and 3 days later, when he escaped, he would have reached Nob by the 7th day. Okay, so let me just recap. So one of the reasons we do not follow the lunar months or the lunar solar calendars is because they require a 13th month. And there's nothing in the scriptures that show a 13th month. It's purely a rabbinical practice. There's nothing in scripture that shows that. Secondly, these lunar months, lunar calendars require that Sabbath must always be on the 7th day of the month, 14th day of the month, 21st of the month, or 28th. Always, never change. They're always on the 14th, or always on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, or 28 days. And in scripture, that doesn't match the information we see in scripture. Because we see that if Messiah, let's look at their calendar for a second. So if Passover would always be on a Sabbath, you follow what I'm saying? Those who follow the lunar calendar, Passover is always on the Sabbath. But Passover is not a Sabbath day feast. That creates a conflict. And also, what would happen there is that if Passover is always on a Sabbath, how would the resurrection account work? Now, there are some that believe Passover would have been on the first, that Passover would have been on the Sabbath instead. I'm sorry, the first day of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of Unleavened Bread would have been on the Sabbath. The 15th would have been on a Sabbath. So how would the resurrection account work? So it just doesn't match, because it wouldn't allow for the days and time of the resurrection. Because the resurrection, all agree, happened on a weekend. Whether they believe he was risen on a Saturday or on a Sunday, we all agree his resurrection took place on a weekend. But looking at a system where the Passover is always on a Sabbath or a Friday, that would not work. You could just see that it would not work, because the Passover is on the 14th day of the week. All right, brethren. So this one was a little challenging, but I stop here so we can move on. Do we have any comments or questions on this?